In this Reformation tide, we hear selected verses of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. These words of the psalmist are filled with comfort and hope for God's people in every age. The statement, God is our refuge, reminds me of the Wartburg Schloss or castle where Luther was taken for shelter after the Diet of Worms. As one travels east on the Autobahn, the land is basically flat with rolling hills. And then suddenly, on the horizon, a virtual mountain appears with the Wartburg at its summit. It appears invincible. In the Middle Ages, peasants and German farmers like my forefathers ran behind its walls for shelter with the advance of enemy armies. Behind its thick walls, they were safe from the darts and the arrows of the Vikings and the sword of the barbarian. In the same way, Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us, is a castle, a fortress that we can run to for shelter in all the stormy blasts and outrageous fortune of life. The Wartburg possibly inspired Luther's great battle hymn of the Reformation. A mighty fortress is our God, which is based on this text. A mighty fortress is indeed our God, a castle strong is he. We need, every one of us here, need his refuge. There's plenty of conflicts and struggles that fill your life and mine with fear and anxiety. One may feel completely alone on this seemingly friendly campus. Nobody talks to me unless they want something from me. For another, the workload is consuming. I feel like I'm being crushed under the weight of it all. I can't even think straight. Another has broken up with someone, and now it feels like his heart is ripping apart, her heart is ripping apart. Another has financial problems, and there appears to be no way out. He's drowning in them. Another is facing the terminal illness and the death of one most near and dear. How am I going to live without that person? But the greatest burden, greatest burden that you and I face here today is the terrible burden of sin. Jesus gave his life for you and me, and now we want to live our lives for him. But you know, when we look at our lives, they're often no different than that of the pagans living around us. By our lifestyle, so often, we spit in the Lord's face and make a mockery of the holy cross that we have before us. We trample it underfoot. What a burden of sin we have. And yet, in all the burdens, we can run for shelter in the Lord, who is our refuge, our fortress, and stay. He's like a cave in the mountain that we can hide in the storm. He is the rock of ages, cleft or ripped open for us, that we can run to when everything is going wrong, we can fly like the dove of the Song of Songs and hide in the cleft of the rock as Gerhard prays, that is, take refuge in the wounded side of our Lord until the storms of life are past. And thus we pray in that beautiful old communion prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, now unite yourself with me and me with you, ever undivided, both here in time and forever in eternity. May your holy body, Lord Jesus Christ, feed me. Your rose-colored blood quench me. In your holy wounds hide me, so that I'm never separated from you. We need to hide in his wounds. We are in need of refuge, and that refuge comes from the fountain in the city of God, flowing from Emmanuel's veins. The fountain of living water is Christ and his redemptive work. He is the rock of ages, cleft for us, from whose side flows the double cure. In the Reformation, God, through his servant Luther, restored the central article of the faith, justification by faith alone, to its truth and purity, which had long been a hidden treasure. As he studied Scripture, he came to realize that the righteousness that saves us is not the righteousness inside of us, our own good life, or anything like that, but rather it's the righteousness outside of us that Jesus accomplished by his holy death in our place and his holy life in our place. We are then declared righteous by nothing we do or accomplish, but alone by faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior. That treasure is brought to us again this morning through the means of grace, the Word and the sacraments, and is received by a simple, confident faith worked through those very means. Only that treasure can give comfort and hope to poor lost sinners like you and me, now and in the hour of our death. This wonderful psalm ends, "The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge." In Jesus Christ, God with us, Emmanuel, there's help in every need. He is the fortress that we can run to for shelter, that will protect us regardless of what our burden here is this morning. Whatever it is, he is there for you today. In his wounded side, we can hide so we're never separated from him. Union and communion with God himself. And from that wounded side, as the hymn says, there flows the double cure: the waters of baptism, the blood of communion, and the word which is spirit and life. There is where the strengthening comes to us to face each burden and problem of life, and the power to do all things through him. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be carried into the depths of the sea. In this Reformation tide, we thank God for the great heroes of faith, like Luther, Chemnitz, Gerhard, and others, who preserve the word in its truth and purity so that we have that life-giving word today and know that Jesus Christ is indeed our refuge and stay, a very present help in time of trouble. A mighty fortress is indeed our God, a castle strong as he. Amen.